under Donald Trump's 20-point plan for peace in Gaza. The first step would be an immediate ceasefire. Hamas would then have 72 hours to free all hostages. 48 hostages remain in Gaza, at least 25 of whom are believed to be deceased. In return, Israel would free 250 Palestinian prisoners and 1,700 Gazans detained since the start of the conflict. The plan would see Israeli forces perform a gradual, staggered retreat from Gaza. Initially, the Gaza Strip would be governed by a technocratic, apolitical Board of Peace, made up of Palestinians and international experts, directed and presided over by US President Donald Trump. The former British Prime Minister Tony Blair would also play a part in this organization. Hamas would be banned from any role in governing Gaza, while Hamas members would benefit from an amnesty if they disarm and agree to peacefully coexist with Israel. The framework includes plans to invest in Gaza and rebuild the devastated territory. As soon as the text is signed, access for humanitarian aid would be restored, overseen by bodies including the United Nations and the Red Cross. An international stabilization force with the backing of Arab states would keep the peace. In the long term, the Palestinian Authority would be allowed to take control of governing the territory after certain reforms, and the plan leaves the door open for an eventual Palestinian state. But if Hamas rejects the plan or does not follow through, Trump says Israel would then have U.S. backing to, quote, finish the job of destroying the threat of Hamas.